This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Paying for utilities is pretty uncomplicated. If you turn off the lights, lower the AC, your electricity bill is supposed to go down. So you would think using less water would mean a smaller water bill. But if you live in California, that may not be the case. Marketplace's Noel King explains.
Residents of drought-hit California have been told they must limit their water usage. But as people cut back, the companies that provide it have started charging more. Lorianne Dahlquist is a partner at Manat Phelps & Phillips. She represents water utilities. And she says when it comes to paying for water, consumers are not actually just paying for water. But also,
the costs of installing, maintaining, repairing, replacing the underlying infrastructure, the pipes, the pumps, the wells, the other facilities.
And the aqueducts and the canals, says Tim Quinn, the executive director of the Association of California Water Agencies.
You sell bonds and you have to make payments to the people who sell you the bonds so that you can build your infrastructure in the first place. All of those costs are embedded in the cost of that water coming out of the tap.
And while it may be frustrating for those who are conserving but not seeing any savings, Quinn says it's very likely that the cost of water in the West is only going to go up over time. In New York, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.